Wale and Kunle are friends. Both working together. Best friends. But things are not working out for them. So Wale steps out and tells Kunle that, see, guy, I'm going to look for my life. I'll be back. Just hang on for me. Just wait a little while. I'm coming. And he goes. 1 month later, Wale comes back. Looking all good looking, fresh, clean. He's a big man now. And Kunle goes to meet him. And Kunle says to him, bro, please, help me now. Things are working out well for you. Show me the way now. Show me the way, Baba. And Wale told him, can you walk the walk? Can you talk the talk? This thing that I'm doing, can you even do it? I'm not sure, you cannot do it. Just go and continue with your work. Don't worry. Oh, he keeps telling him that, don't worry, I will help you. 1 day, I will help you. 1 week, I will help you. 1 month. Till he pushes him away. My name is Olumiwa Yomide Emmanuel. And this is the Small Words Podcast. This is another episode straight from the studio. So listen. Wale starts crying. He's depressed. He's shattered. He's broken. And he says, God, why did you create me this way? Why did you do this to me? Questioning God. They don't mess with his mental health. They've messed with his mental health. And some of us are like that. When people mess with our mental health, because this person is doing well, this person is doing better, I'm less. I'm not enough for myself. I'm not enough for the country. I'm not enough for my family. I'm not enough for my spouse, my girlfriend, my boyfriend. And you tell yourself that anything that happened. You're on your path to mental destruction. It's not until someone runs mad that you tell that person that that person is mental or that person is crazy. A sound person, a normal person can be crazy. Many people have committed suicide because their mental health were tampered with. And at some point in time, they felt that they are not good enough. They are not even good enough for the world again. Why are they living? Many people have been on that path of destruction. On that path of mental destruction. And when you tell them that, come, let's go out. They'll just tell you that, no, I can't go anywhere. Shade, George. Those people that normally, when they go outside, they are the life of the party. They are bold. They are good looking. They have courage. They have wisdom. They are knowledgeable. Because of mental destruction. Because their mental health has been tampered with. Those people now, they can't speak in front of the crowd. They will tell you that, I can't do it too, I'm shy. Their mental health has been messed with. And how can you get this mental health back on track? You double your self-confidence. Tell yourself that, no, I wouldn't let anyone mess with me. You don't have the right to come into my life and tell me, okay, because you are successful now, because you are living a fake life, you are living a life that I know I will soon live, I would get my mental health messed with. Or someone tells you that, you don't know anything, you are very stupid, you are a fool. And you take it like that, I'm a fool. That person is trying to mess with your mental health. A songwriter, Juice WRLD, he said, The blessed ones are the ones with the most curse. You're special. Let your light shine. Don't be intimidated by people because of this person is saying this. This person is saying that about you. You let it get to you. Don't let it break you down. Boost your self-confidence. Have that self-esteem. Tell yourself that no, you wouldn't let yourself be brought down. And that way, you are going to win over any spirit or any being that is bringing mental health destruction to you. That's what I have to say. Be careful. Don't let anyone mess with your mental health, because if someone should mess with your mental health, you are a goner. You are a goner. That's what I have to say. And this is Monday's motivation. Right here on the Small Words Podcast. Every Monday is an episode. And until I come your way next time, my name is Olumiwa Ayomide Emmanuel. Goodbye and stay safe.